Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program, 8-8-2012. It's a little bit before lunch. Gold medalist Gabby Douglas says she gives all the glory to God for her talent. Her first tweet after winning the individual all-around read simply, "Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me." And then, of course, there's a beautiful picture of Gabby in that gray Olympics top and her incredible smile. This article is coming to us from the BaptistPressNews.net, and Tim Ellsworth is the editor of the Baptist Press Sports and Director of News and Media Relations at Union University in London. And he's there covering the 2012 Olympics. What a tough job. Wouldn't you love to have the job covering the Olympics? Gabby Douglas will soon have more money than she ever dreamed. With a vibrant smile and two gold medals to her credit at the Olympics, the 16-year-old gymnast undoubtedly will cash in with endorsement and marketing deals worth millions of dollars. At the top of her wish list, an Acura NSX. Acura NSX. I need to pause right now and see if I can find a picture of that car. Well, that is quite the car. That is a beautiful car, and I can see why she would have that. Want one of those. I want the one like Iron Man's off of the Avengers, Douglas said. That was a nice car. The fame and fortune that Douglas instantly captured may make some things easier, but they won't remove the difficulties from her life. When she faces struggles, she turns to Scripture. And you know already, Gabby is being chastised for this relentless voicing of God giving me talent and glory going to him and blessings coming down from him. And Pastor Bill does an incredible job taking one of these commentators to task in a commentary. If you haven't listened to it, please listen to it after this. Gabby, please stop gabbing. Gabby, please stop gabbing. In which he really highlights the backlash that she, Gabby, has already begun to receive because of her relationship with Christ. God has given me this awesome talent to represent him. Glory goes to him, and blessings fall down on us. Now that is an incredibly theologically sound statement. She's not implying that everything is going to go her way, but she is saying that blessings do come from above, and that is a true statement. When she's learning something new that may seem intimidating, she tells herself, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of peace, love, and sound mind, she said. When she's having trouble perfecting a skill, she quotes, all things are possible through him. You just mentally quote that and it builds your faith up so much, Douglas said. God will never fail you. He's always on your side. God will never fail you. He's always on your side. Unless you're wondering how theologically sound that idea is, let me remind you, Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 5. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have said, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. And this is coming to us from Joshua. The author is now quoting Joshua in the transition, you recall, from Moses to Joshua. And God has ordaining Joshua to be the new leader of Israel. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers and to give you. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from the right hand or the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be affrighted. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Praise God for those good words from Joshua chapter number 1. Praise God for a 16-year-old who is willing to articulate her faith in God. Praise God for a 16-year-old who is willing to articulate that faith on Twitter with tweets that will be replicated and go all over the world. Just mentally quote that, she says. It builds up your faith so much. God will never leave you. God will never fail you. He's always on your side. Her first tweet after winning the individual all-around read, simply, "Let all that I praise, praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things He does for me." Before Douglas left for London, Quentin Stife, pastor of Valley Church, where she attends in West Des Moines, Iowa, likened her to a light that should shine to draw attention to God. Douglas shared her testimony with the congregation. "The glory goes all to Him. He is waking me up every morning, and he's keeping me in the gym every day." "That's very important," she said, asking her church family to pray for her to bring home the gold. Douglas made history winning 2 golds in her first week of the Olympics, one in the world's women's individual all-around and one in the women's team competition. She's the first African-American woman to win gold in the Olympic individual all-around and the first American woman to win gold in both the individual all-around and team competitions at the same Olympic Games. While she could not replicate that success in the second week, finishing 8th in the uneven bars and 7th in the beam, her performance will be remembered as one of the Olympics' biggest stories. Her face is already on a Kellogg's Corn Flakes box. At age 14, Douglas left her family home in Virginia Beach, Virginia, to stay with a host family, Travis and Missy Parton, in West Des Moines, Iowa, allowing her to train with Coach Liang Chow. Douglas's mother, Hawkins, sends Douglas scripture passages twice daily to keep her on track to victory. "When it was time for me to go to bed, I would just put my earphones on and just fall asleep listening to the Bible," she told the congregation. "It's been a daily thing. I love reading about the Word. We have to put on the full armor of God, so when Satan tries to come against us, we are ready and prepared." What a great inspiration. Praise God for raising up Gabby Douglas. We pray, God, that you would protect Gabby, that you would keep her from harm, that you would put a hedge about her, and that she would find a way of escape on all temptations. We pray, God, that this fame would not spoil her faith in you. We pray, God, that the money she receives would be managed well and it would be used for your honor and for your kingdom. Take care of Gabby, dear God, we pray in Jesus' name. Post your comments to this commentary directly below on Sermon Audio. Have a great day.